Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Did you know that how we practice has an impact on our confidence on the golf course? Today, we'll look at the balance between maintenance practice and transfer practice. This is a concept that we never heard before. Hey everybody, this is Malcolm and the Imagine Golf team. Welcome back to the Daily Drive, where in just a few minutes a day, we work together to lower our scores and raise our mental games. This is day six in our seven-day series on evidence-based golf by Dr. Bob Christina and Eric Alpenfels. On the Daily Drive, we often talk about practicing the way you play. Imagine you're on the golf course, pick a target, go through your pre-shot routine, hit the shot, go through your post-shot routine, then pick a new target and repeat the process. Sometimes this method is called random practice. The authors call it transfer practice, which I really like because it reminds me of why I practice. Well, it's how I practice when I practice well. I go out there to really better my score, not just to hit balls. It's all about transferring these skills to the golf course. There are many great stories about pros who watched Ben Hogan practice. They expected Hogan to swing away like a machine. Instead, he took his time, something I don't always do, and I know many of you don't either. While I'm practicing, Hogan said, I'm also trying to develop my powers of concentration. I never just walk up and hit the ball. I decide in advance how I want to hit it and where I want it to go. If you adopt the habit of concentrating to the exclusion of everything else while you're on the practice tee, you'll find that you automatically follow the same routine while playing golf. That's the end of Hogan's quote. Of course, we need the other type of practice too, which is sometimes called drill practice or block practice. The authors call it maintenance practice, which I also like. Sometimes when working on a specific skill, we need to hit the same shot over and over. But here's a new insight the research revealed. If you spend most or all of your time on maintenance practice, which is what most of us do, you'll create a false sense of confidence. Then you step on the course expecting to play better, but the skills don't transfer. Your confidence is shaken, you doubt your swing, and the mistakes start adding up fast. The entrepreneur Denise Thomas said, "Start today by imagining the life you want and taking one practice step towards it." It's easy to forget about transfer practice. In daily life, we rarely need it. Many skills are learned once, then used over and over. But golf is different. We now know that maintenance practice alone creates a false sense of confidence. That insight can motivate us to make a commitment to transfer practice. So I'm challenging myself and you, driving down the road or sitting in your kitchen drinking a morning coffee, right here, right now. Divide your range time equally between maintenance practice and transfer practice. According to the research, we'll see a significant difference in our confidence and on our scorecards. So part of your range time, you're going to be pretending as if, imagining that you're actually out on the course. Go through your whole pre-shot routine, hit the ball, go through your post-shot routine, and then hit your next shot as if you were on, say, the fourth hole at your local course. That's all for today. But before we sign off, I want to send birthday wishes to one of our most faithful listeners, Aubrey Nanasi, and to her brother, Reed. Aubrey is 11 years old today and already an elite junior golfer. Happy birthday, Audrey. Dream big and keep imagining what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. And be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.